It's just a few more weeks until ApacheCon in Amsterdam. One of the big selling points of the conference is the half-day, full-day, and some two-day training classes. These are in-depth training classes, many of them hands-on, giving you an opportunity to become an expert in one of the many Apache projects. Over the next few weeks, I'll be talking to the trainers that will be teaching these classes, and I'm starting with Chris and Jan, who will be telling us about their CouchDB training. I'm speaking with Chris Anderson and Jan Ledart about their training for the upcoming ApacheCon in Amsterdam. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Oh yeah, it's great to be here.
Hi, great to see you.
I have a number of questions about this training. What is CouchDB? Who is your target audience for this?
CouchDB is it's a web-like database. It has a RESTful interface and it speaks JSON, so it makes web development a lot easier than messing with some of the some of the existing technologies. But our audience is anyone from web developers who just want to be storing and retrieving data to engineers who are doing really high availability or high throughput work.
So it's a database that fits both the small web developer shop and both the large scale computing things that we see on the web.
Do I need to already be somewhat familiar with CouchDB to attend your training?
We're doing two trainings, and the first one should be able to make you familiar enough with CouchDB to where you can also benefit from the second one.
And for the what you should know for the first one is, like, have a general idea about web technology, how HTTP works, like how HTML, the browser rendering, and all these kind of things work together, which is pretty common knowledge these days among developers. So we don't see a huge barrier to entry there.
Yeah, our first training is going to be using CouchDB to build an AJAX application. So if you've ever done any AJAX work before, you'll be right at home.
Right, a little JavaScript would be good.
How much of your training is lecture-based, and how much of it is hands-on?
It's going to be interactive. So the first thing that will happen is we'll have you run a command line that kind of bootstraps you a little bit. And you'll be working in your editor the whole time, and we'll come around and help with that. But we're going to throw in, to pace it, we're going to stop and talk about things as they come up.
So if people want to come to this training, they need to bring a laptop with them, definitely.
Yeah.
They should bring a laptop. Sorry, Chris.
Okay.
They should bring a laptop, definitely.
Okay.
This is getting you hands-on engaged with CouchDB. So they can, ideally, you can have a little project running when you leave and take that home, or hack on that along the rest of the conference.
We'll send out an email, too, with, sort of, if you follow these instructions, then you won't have to spend the first half hour of the class getting CouchDB installed. So.
And what will you be doing in the second day of training?
The second training is on high-performance CouchDB, so we're going to be sharing some of the secrets that we've learned from our consulting work.
How do you guys use CouchDB in your daily work?
It's different. Well, we both do consulting, and it always depends on the client. And there is some really interesting high-performance work going on right now that is a little special purpose, but a very good fit for CouchDB. But there's also the totally different notion that we work on that's not high-performance at all, but it's more about distributed applications. CouchDB is a little app server in itself, and it has a distributed replication facility, which lets you do small applications that run on everybody's machine, talk to each other over the network, do exchange data and exchange the programs themselves, which makes this interesting for developers. And this is another thing we pursue and use CouchDB for.
Yeah, CouchDB, it's basically redesigning the database to take into account everything that computer science has picked up on in the last 20 years. But at the same time, it's got, so that helps with the high performance angle, but at the same time, it's got this really revolutionary data model. I mean, it's a little, it's akin to Lotus Notes, if you're familiar with that, which
yes,
not everybody is these days.
And those of who you are, CouchDB has as a unofficial tagline is Lotus Notes done right. So everything you hate about Notes, it's not in CouchDB.
So I know that I'm particularly looking forward to going to Amsterdam. This is our third year in Amsterdam. Have you all been there before?
I haven't been in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I've been to Amsterdam quite a few times.
So y'all looking forward to the conference?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
The Hadoop track is, I gotta learn about some non-Couch TV things sometimes, and I'll be looking forward to seeing what people are doing with Hadoop, for sure.
And there's so many more super interesting Apache projects that all the developers of will be around, and it's just great to spend a week with so many smart people around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and getting kind of steeped in the ASF culture certainly wouldn't hurt.
Right, we are pretty new, and we, like, except for a few guys, we haven't shared any real beers with the others, so we sort of, like, try to be the newbies there and get to know everybody.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you guys in Amsterdam, and thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, it was good talking to you, Rich.
Yeah, see you in Amsterdam.
All right.